Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all of the Alameen, of all created things. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi khalqillahi ajma'een. And may Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all of the creation of Allah, Nabiyyina Muhammadin, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And likewise, that of his family and companions, all of them in entirety. Amma ba'du, as for what follows, then on this afternoon of the 11th of the month of Shawwal, in the year 1437, we come together here locally at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh, along with our brothers and sisters in the state of Florida, at the Islamic Center of Palm Beach, Masjid Quba, and through the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida, and whoever else is with us online, and whoever listens with us afterwards to the recordings, we ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us and all of you piety and correct, authentic knowledge of this religion and acceptable practice to Allah Azza wa Jal. We come together at this time on Saturday afternoons to study the book called Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the Three Fundamental Principles, by Shaykh al-Islami Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala. And we study this book using as a guide and reading word for word the explanation of Al-Shaykh al-Allama, the great scholar, Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. Rahimahullahu ta'ala, may Allah the Most High have mercy on him. We begin our study this week, our ninth session, by the favor and bounty of Allah upon us. We begin on page 49. Of the printed and widely distributed explanation of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, and we'll read the metin, the first ayat mentioned here as a proof for what has preceded, that is that Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth and the sun and the moon and so on, and He is their Lord. He says, وَالدَّلِيلُ, and the evidence is قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the statement of Allah the Most High. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ, and from His signs are the night and the day. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, and the sun and the moon. لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ, do not prostrate to the sun nor to the moon. وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنْ, instead prostrate to Allah alone, the One who created them. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ, if it is that you are going to worship Him. From Surah Fussilat, the 37th verse. In explanation, the Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen stated, أي وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ, this means the evidence, specifically the evidence that the night and the day, وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ, and the sun and the moon, مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, are from the signs of Allah the Mighty and Majestic. قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى is the statement of Allah the Most High. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ, and from His signs are the night and the day to the end of that verse that has been quoted. أي من العلامات البينة المبينة لمدلولها, That means from the signs or from the indications that prove something, that are clear and provide clarity towards what they are referring to, al-laylu wan-naharu, the night and the day. Fi ذاتهما, in and of themselves. وَاخْتِلَافِهِمَا, and also within their alternation. وَمَا أَوْدَعَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمَا, and also regarding the matters that Allah has placed within them, مِنْ مَصَالِحِ الْعِبَادِ, of advantages for the servants, meaning the people, وَتَقَلُّبَاتِ أَحْوَالِهِمْ, and the changing natures of their situations. وَكَذَلِكَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, and similarly the sun and the moon, فِي ذَاتِهِمَا, in and of themselves they are signs, وَسَيْرِهِمَا, and in their courses of movement, وَانْتِظَامِهِمَا, and in their organized placements, وَمَا يَحْصُلُ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ مَصَالِحِ الْعِبَادِ, and all of the things that occur through that of advantages for the servants, وَدَفْعِ مَضَارِّهِمْ, and the keeping away of harmful matters from them. ثُمَّ نَهَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, and then Allah, the Most High, forbade the servants, al-ibadah, أن يسجدوا للشمس أو القمر. He forbade them from prostrating to the sun or to the moon. وَإِن بَلَغَا مَبْلَغًا عَظِيمًا فِي نُفُوسِهِمْ, even if those two things have reached a great status within the people, لِأَنَّهُمَا لَا يَسْتَحِقَّانِ الْعِبَادَةَ, and that is because they do not deserve to be worshipped, لِكَوْنِهِمَا مَخْلُوقَيْنِ, due to their nature being created, due to them being two created things. وَإِنَّمَا الْمُسْتَحِقُ لِلْعِبَادَةِ, rather, the only one deserving worship, هو الله تعالى الذي خلقهن, it is Allah, the Most High, the one who has created them. Back to the text of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab rahimahullah mentions here, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and as well, it's also evidence, the statement of Allah the Most High, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ, verily your Lord is Allah, the one who has created the heavens and the earth, فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ, in 6 days, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, and then he ascended above the throne, يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا, and he has made the night to cover up the day, going after it quickly. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ, and he has created the sun, the moon, and the stars, all in servitude following his order. مُسَخَّرَاتٍ, he placed in servitude, placed in the service of Allah Ta'ala, and placed in the service of the creation as well, meaning providing light for them and so on of benefit to them, بِأَمْرِهِ, by the order of Allah. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ, nay, to him alone belongs creation and the order or the management of all affairs. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, blessed be Allah, the Lord, creator and sustainer of all of the alameen, all things created. From Surah Al-A'raf, the 54th verse. In commentary, our Shaykh rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, stated, وَقَوْلُهُ أَيْمِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ, and his statement, the statement of Allah, this means from the evidences, عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ, that Allah has created the heavens and the earth. قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى is the statement of Allah, the Most High. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Verily your Lord is Allah, the one who has created the heavens and the earth. Al-Ayah, and the rest of the verse. وَفِيهَا مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ And in this verse there is mention of many signs of Allah. أولاً, firstly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ هَذِهِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ الْعَظِيمَةَ Verily Allah has created these great creations في ستة أيام in a period of 6 days ولو شاء لخلقها بلحظة and had he so willed he would have created them in an instant ولكنه ربط المسببات بأسبابها however he has connected the things created due to steps and processes he's connected them to their steps and to their processes of creation. كَمَا تَقْتَلِيهِ حِكْمَتُهُ As is in accordance with his wisdom. That's the first thing, that Allah Ta'ala has created these great creations in a period of 6 days. When he is all capable of doing so, instantly, by saying kun, by saying simply be, and it would be. ثانياً, secondly, أَنَّهُ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ Another of the signs, the second of them, is that he has ascended above his throne. أَيْ عَلَى عَلَيْهِ عُلُوًا خَاصًا بِهِ He has ascended, risen up above it with an ascension that is something exclusive and specific to him. كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ Something that is befitting his majesty. وَعَظَمَتِهِ And his greatness. وَهَذَا عُنْوَانُ كَمَالِ الْمُلْكِ وَالسُّلْطَانِ And that is something that expresses and summarizes in a very expressive way the completeness of his dominion and authority. ثَالِثًا The third of the signs mentioned in this verse, أَنَّهُ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ That he causes the night to come and cover the day. And يَجَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ غِشَاءً لِلنَّهَارِ That he has made the night to be a covering for the day. أَيْ غِطَاءً لَهُ A top or a something to cover it. فَهُوَ كَالثَّوْبِ It is like a thobe, a garment. يَسْدُلُ عَلَى ضَوْءِ النَّهَارِ فَيُغَطِيهِ Which is draped over the light of the day and so it covers it. That's the third of the signs mentioned in the verse. The fourth one, رابعاً أَنَّهُ جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ That he has made the sun, the moon and the stars مُذَلَّلَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ Subservient creation that serves its purpose and serves its Lord by the order of Allah جَلَّ سُلْطَانُهُ How magnificent is his authority. يَأْمُرُهُنَّ He orders them بِمَا يَشَاءُ With whatever he so chooses, لِمَصْلَحَةِ الْعِبَادِ That which is in line with what is beneficial for the servants. And خَامِسًا Fifthly, the fifth of six signs that are found in this verse, عُمُومُ مُلْكِهِ وَتَمَامُ سُلْطَانِهِ The generality of his dominion and the completeness of his authority. حَيْثُ كَانَ لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ لَا لِغَيْرِهِ As that is expressed in him alone being the one who has the creation and the order or and the management of the creation. لَا لِغَيْرِهِ And to no one else. No one else possesses that. سَادِسًا Finally, the sixth of the signs of Allah mentioned in this verse. عُمُومُ رُبُوبِيَتِهِ لِلْعَالَمِينَ كُلِّهِمْ The generality of his lordship as it relates to all of the alameen, all created things in entirety. We move on at this point to page 51, reading from the text of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the author, rahimahullah, stated, وَالرَّبُّ هُوَ الْمَعْبُودُ. And the word رَبّ, Lord, هُوَ الْمَعْبُودُ, He is the one who is worshipped. In explanation, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen stated, يُشِيرُ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. The author here, may Allah have mercy on him, alludes to إِلَى قَوْلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, the statement of Allah the Mighty and Majestic, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. Verily your Lord is Allah, the one who created the heavens and the earth. فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ, in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, and then he ascended above the throne. يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا. He causes the night to cover up the day, seeking after it swiftly. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. And the sun, moon, and stars are all placed in service by his order. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Nay, to him belong the creation and the order. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of all things created. That's from Surah Al-A'raf, the 254th verse. فَالرَّبُّ هُوَ الْمَعْبُودُ. So, الرَّبُّ, the Lord, أي إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ. Verily, your Lord is Allah. The Rabb, the Lord, is الْمَعْبُودُ, the one that is worshipped. أي هُوَ الَّذِي يَسْتَحِقُّ أَن يُعْبَدُ. The meaning of that is, He is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. أو هو الذي يعبد لاستحقاقه للعبادة. Or he is the one who is worshipped based on his right to be worshipped. وليس المعنى أن كل من عبد فهو رب. The meaning is not that anyone who is worshipped, then he is a Rabb, he is a Lord. فالآلهة التي تعبد من دون الله, the deities that are worshipped besides Allah, وَاتَّخَذَهَا عُبَّادُهَا, they have been taken or assumed by their worshippers, أَرْبَابًا, to be lords. And there's a slight printing error there. It says عُبَّادُهَا. It should say عُبَّادُهَا, without that wow after the dal. عُبَّادُهَا, أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, they have taken those objects of worship as lords beside Allah. لَيْسَتْ أَرْبَابًا, in reality they are not lords. وَالرَّبُّ هُوَ الْخَالِقُ الْمَالِكُ, the Lord is the creator and the exclusive and sole owner of the creation. الْمُدَبِّرُ لِجَمِيعِ الْأُمُورِ, the manager or caretaker of all affairs. Returning back to the text of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the author says, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. O mankind, worship your Lord, the one who created you. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِكُمْ, and those who have come before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in order for you to attain piety. The verse continues, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا, the one who has made for you the earth as a firash, as a bed or as a place of dwelling. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً, and the sky as a fixed structure. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, and he has sent down from the heavens water. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, and he has brought forth through it, through that water, the fruits as provisions for you. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا, so do not set up rivals unto Allah. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, whilst you have knowledge. These are the 21st and 22nd verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. In explanation, our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, stated, أي الدليل على أن الرب هو المستحق للعبادة. The meaning of the evidence for this is the evidence that the Lord, the Rabb, is the one who truly deserves worship. Then النداء here, the speech is directed to يا أيها الناس. In that verse, O mankind, موجه لجميع الناس. It is directed to all of humanity. من بني آدم, of the descendants of Adam. أمرهم الله عز وجل أن يعبدوه وحده. Allah, the mighty and majestic, has ordered all of them to worship Him alone. لا شريك له. Without any partner ascribed to Him. فلا يجعلوا له أندادا. And they are not to set up rivals unto Him. ويبين أنه إنما استحق العبادة. And he clarified that he alone is the one who deserves worship. لكونه هو الخالق وحده. Due to the fact that he alone is the sole creator. لا شريك له. Having no partner. And the statement of Allah, الذي خلقكم, the one who created you, هذه صفة كاشفة. This is a description of your Lord, a description of Allah that shows His reality. And the Shaykh means here as an usuli, as a person grounded in usul, using the terminology of the usuliyun, wasfun kashif, or sifatun kashifa, means here that it doesn't have a mafhum mukhalif, doesn't have an opposite understanding. Worship your Lord, the one that created you, as if you have other lords who didn't create you. It's not as if we're saying here, worship your Lord, out of your lords we're speaking about the one that created you. Rather, worship your Lord, and His description is that He created you. That's the meaning of sifatun kashifa. تُعَلِّلُ مَا سَبَقَ. And this gives a description or explanation to what has preceded, meaning the order to worship. أي أُعْبُدُوهُ. Worship Him. لِأَنَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. Because He alone is your Lord. أَلَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. The one who created you. فَمِنْ أَجْلِ كَوْنِهِ الرَّبَّ الْخَالِقَ كَانَ لِزَامًا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ تَعْبُدُوهُ. So based on Him being the creating Lord, then it is a binding obligation upon you that you worship Him alone. وَلِهَذَا نَقُولُ يَلْزَمُ كُلَّ مَنْ أَقَرَّ بِرُبُوبِيَّةِ اللَّهِ. And thus we say, it is binding on everyone who acknowledges, believes in Allah's Lordship, and يَعْبُدَهُ وَحْدَهُ, that he worship Him alone. وَإِلَّا كَانَ مُتَنَاقِضًا. And if he doesn't do so, meaning if someone claims only Allah created, yet others deserve worship, then he is a person of self-contradiction. Then regarding the statement of the author in the text, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, and he created those before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ, in order for you to attain piety, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, أي من أجل أن تحصلوا على التقوى, in order for you to attain piety, taqwa, consciousness of Allah. And a definition here is offered by the Shaykh, والتقوى هي, and taqwa is اتخاذ وقاية من عذاب الله. It is to take a kind of protection, a layer of protection from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, the mighty and majestic. بِاتِّبَاعِ أَوَامِرِهِ. There shouldn't be a hamza written there after the ba. That's hamza wasal. بِاتِّبَاعِ أَوَامِرِهِ. Through the following of His orders, that barrier of protection that you take between yourself and the punishment of Allah consists of you fulfilling His orders. وَاجْتِنَابِ نَوَاهِهِ. And you abstaining from His prohibitions. And regarding the statement of Allah Ta'ala, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا, He's the one who made for you the earth as a firash, The Shaykh says, "Ay ja'alaha firashan wa mihadan." He has made it to be for you like a bedding or like a suitable ground. Nastamti'u fiha. We relax and enjoy ourselves in it or upon it. Min ghayri mashaqatin, without any difficulty. Wala ta'bin, without any exhaustion. Kama yanamu al-insanu ala farashihi, as a person would rest or sleep upon his bed. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً, and Allah has made for you the heavens or the skies to be a firm structure, a bina, a structure. أي فوقنا, above us. لِأَنَّ الْبِنَاءَ يَصِيرُ فَوْقَ السَّمَاءَ. That's because the structure is something that is found above and beyond the sky. بِنَاءً لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ, as a structure built for the people of the earth. وَهِيَ سَقْفٌ مَحْفُوظٌ, and it is a ceiling that is preserved. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, just as Allah the Most High has stated, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا, and we have made the sky to be a ceiling that is preserved. وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهَا مُعْرِضُونَ, and they are, as it relates to its ayat, its signs, meaning the signs of the sky, mu'ridun, turning away or turning their backs or heedless. From Surah Al-Anbiya, the 32nd verse. Regarding the statement of Allah, وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, and He has sent down from the heavens water, أَيْ أَنْزَلَ مِنَ الْعُلُوِّ, that means He has sent down from above, or from above, which is lofty, min as-sahab, from the clouds, ma'an tahura, water that is tahur, meaning pure in and of itself, and a purifying element that purifies other things. Kama qala ta'ala, as Allah the Most High has stated, lakum minhu sharabun wa minhu shajarun fihi tusimun. And for you there is within it or from it a drink, the water that Allah sends down. And from it are vegetation, trees. And through those trees, you to see moon. You know, you take care of your sa'ima. You take care of your livestock. Meaning, they eat from the vegetation. They take shade under the vegetation. And they graze around that vegetation. That's from Surah An-Nahl, the 10th verse. And regarding the statement of Allah, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, and He brings forth from it or through it, through that water being sent down, fruits and harvests as provisions for you. The Shaykh said, أَيْ عَطَاءً لَكُمْ, as a gift for you. وَفِي آيَةٍ أُخْرَى, in another verse, مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ, provisions for you, وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ, and for your cattle, or for your herds, from Surah An-Nazi'at, the 33rd verse. And regarding the statement of Allah, فَلَا تَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا, so do not set up rivals unto Allah. The Shaykh said, أَيْ لَا تَجَعَلُوا لِهَذَا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ, do not set up rivals to this one, the one who has created you. وَخَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, the one who created you and He created those before you. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا, the one who has made the earth as a bed for you. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً, and the sky as a ceiling or a structure above you. وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, and He has sent down for you from the heavens water. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, and He has brought forth from it, or by way of that water, fruits and harvests that are provisions for you. لَا تَجَعَلُوا لَهُ أَنْدَادًا, do not set up unto Him rivals. تَعْبُدُونَهَا كَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهِ, worshipping them as you worship Allah. أَوْ تُحِبُّونَهَا كَمَا تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, or loving them as you love Allah. فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ غَيْرُ لَائِقٍ بِكُمْ As that is not appropriate for you, not befitting you. لَا عَقْلًا وَلَا شَرْعًا Not intellectually, nor legislatively, meaning based on the legislative orders revealed in Revelation. The quoted verse ends here, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Whilst you have knowledge. Do not set up partners unto Allah whilst you have ilm, whilst you have knowledge. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala stated, أَيْتَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ لَا نِدَّ لَهُ وَأَنَّهُ بِيَدِهِ الْخَلْقُ وَالرِّزْقُ وَالتَّدْبِيرُ Whilst you know that there is no rival for him, and that in his hand alone is the creation, provision of that creation, provisions given to that creation, and a tadbir, total, complete management of that creation. فَلَا تَجَعَلُوا لَهُ شَرِيكًا فِي الْعِبَادَةِ So do not set up a partner in worship to him. Then back to the text for our final short statement that we'll look at today and its explanation. And that is the statement of the author at the top of page 53. قال ابن كثير Ibn Kathir stated, Rahimahullah ta'ala, may Allah the Most High have mercy on him. الخالق لهذه الأشياء هو المستحق للعبادة The creator of all of these things, he is the only one worthy of worship. In commentary here, briefly, the Shaykh mentioned just a brief biography of Ibn Kathir. He said, هو عماد الدين Abu al-Fida, his nickname was Imad al-Din, literally meaning the pillar of the Deen. Abu al-Fida, his kunya, his parent-based nickname. His first name was Ismail, and his father's name was Umar. So he was Ismail ibn Umar. Al-Qurashi, he's from the Quraysh tribes. Ad-Dimashqi, he lived in Damascus. Al-Hafidh al-Mashhur. The well-known scholar of vast memory and understanding, Sahib al-Tafsir, the one who's well-known for his tafsir, wa-tarikhi, and his writings in history. Min talamidi Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, from the students of the great scholar of Islam ibn Taymiyyah, tuwuffiya sanata arba'in wa sab'ina wa sab'imi'ah. He died in the year 774. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. And this is what Allah ta'ala has made easy for us to come together and review on this afternoon. We ask Allah ta'ala to increase us in knowledge, in khashya, knowledge-based fear, mahabba, love of Allah ta'ala and His Messenger, and true following of the orders of Allah and the guidance of the Messenger of Allah. We ask him, Jalla wa Ala, to raise the rank of and grant peace to his honored and trustworthy messenger, and likewise that of his family and companions. And Allah Ta'ala knows best.